Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In her talk today, she'll be sharing about how to be all in. Now, we all want to be all in on everything, and I want you to be all in on this podcast listening. So please pay attention, focus. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She's an activator and guide to visionaries, leaders, and impact-driven entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world in a big way and aren't willing to compromise when it comes to the matters of the heart. She's also a TEDx speaker, author, and founder of Radically Aligned Life. We all want to be radically aligned. A coaching and mentoring academy for those who are committed to act actualizing their full potential in all areas of life. She believes that the path to fulfillment and living the life of your dreams comes down to three crucial steps and how deeply you embody them. And her work dissolves mental, emotional, and physical barriers that are pulling you out of alignment with your higher purpose and from living it fully. Her mission is to wake up as many people as possible to the truth of who they are and who they're meant to be. Oh, yes. Thank you. So grateful to have with us today, Deirdre Siri Annie. Did I say it right?
You did, Sharon. Thank you so much.
I practiced. It was so good. Thank you. Okay. Well, Deirdre, I'm so grateful to have you this today. And I want to ask you, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, I always ask my guests, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
I love this so much. I love the title of the podcast and that question. To me, being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur is really about letting your spirit guide you and listening to those nudges, those intuitive knowings. And regardless of the ups and downs, the humanness of life, consistently showing up for that vision, that mission, regardless of what the outside world tells you. Because I think a huge part of being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur and leader, or just the way we show up, is really about believing in the vision potentially before the outside world believes it, or we've had the evidence of it being real in the physical world, showing up for that. And I know on my journey, it's like, no, this is what I'm here to do. I'm going to continue to show up. I'm going to figure it out. And that's what it means to me.
I love that, you know, because I always say, you know, a vision is just something you don't fully believe yet, right? Or else it would be reality. So I love how you're sharing that and really supporting that. And can you share one challenge that stands out that you faced that's helped you to, you know, really activate that more in you?
Yeah. So a challenge that I faced, you know, years ago, I remember putting myself out there in a big way and really shining my light. And then I went through an experience of betrayal and some people in community that, yeah, I guess just, you know, there was some betrayal with my work and my business. And I really internalized that as shame, or something's wrong with me, or maybe I'm on the wrong path. And so as a result of that experience, I kind of stepped away a little bit from one of the intuitive pulls, the spirit-led work that I was called to do. And I went internal for a while, and it didn't pull me off track, but it slowed things down. And since healing those wounds from the past, I'm like, wow, this is still the same mission. It's still the same thing. And those actions, those large events, is really a big part of what I want to do and what I'm here to do. And sometimes in life, as a spiritually led entrepreneur, things are going to happen, and they're here to strengthen us and, you know, have tougher skin in a way so that we can continue to show up. And that was one of my experiences of internalizing the external world and taking it personal when really it's not.
Yeah, I can really relate to that. I mean, I've had a few situations in my life, you know, in you know, what I thought were transformational communities or transformational people that, you know, just really those feelings of betrayal and just really kind of like that gut punch that you just never really kind of saw that coming. And I can really relate to that. And just, I so appreciate you just really embodying, you know, and applying and embodying everything that you're here to activate in those experiences, because it really is these powerful soul lessons, these assignments really that really just, you know, bring us to this place where we just, I mean, we there isn't any other way to approach it. We've got to respect and appreciate our human experience as we're going through those things. So I can feel the energy of that. And I'm so grateful that you're definitely on the other side of it, but also that you embodied, you know, the positive messages, the positive lessons, if you want to call them that, but really the opportunity that came from all of that. So that just helps me just jump into, where'd your journey start in all this? Like, tell us more about that so we can get more into the whole idea of turning your light on and going all in.
Yeah. So it was about 7 years ago. I was standing in my kitchen and I was just putting my fingers through my hair. I had this long mermaid hair that went down to my hips. And as I'm putting my fingers through my hair, I realized that something feels off. And so I grabbed my phone and I raced to the bathroom and I put it on camera mode and I start angling it at the back of my head, trying to figure out what's going on here. And I see that I have a massive bald spot on the top of my head. And then I think to myself, how did this happen? How do I fix it? Clearly, the universe is trying to tell me something because it's going after my hair. And so I go back to my kitchen to sit down for a moment just to ground. And that's when I had this voice come out of me and say, if you don't listen to your soul, you're going to manifest cancer and die in the next year. Then I have a flashback to 5 years prior, the only other time I had ever heard this voice speak to me. And I'm outside, I have friends and family to both sides of me. I'm overlooking the water. My friend Marty's playing the guitar and I'm walking down the aisle and I'm about to marry the man that I think I'm about to spend the rest of my life with. And this same voice comes up and it says, this just isn't going to work. Well, I had never heard this voice speak to me at this point in my life. I didn't know what it was. And I really did think I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. So I shoved that voice down. Now I'm sitting at my kitchen table and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I have four different types of autoimmune disease that the doctors can't seem to help me with. I have chronic pain in my neck and shoulders to the point where my massage therapist actually fired me. I didn't know a massage therapist could do that, but she's like, I just can't help you anymore. And I was depressed to the point of having visions of ending my life. And every time I was around my husband, my entire body would contract. He was always telling me who to be, how to be, what I can say, what I can't say, what I can wear, what I can't wear, who I can spend time with, who I can't spend time with. And my body was shutting down. And so in that moment, sitting at my kitchen table 7 years ago, I was like, oh my gosh, could it be that this entire time, ever since I walked down the aisle and didn't listen to that voice, that my soul has been talking to me through these symptoms of dis-ease, but I just haven't been listening. And so I made a vow to myself in that moment that I was going to listen to my soul. I was going to get radically honest with myself. I was going to have courage to look at the parts of my life that I co-created. And I was going to start taking massive inspired action. And so where that led me to within just a few months of doing some of this work that I'm sure I'm going to share more with you today is I was able to heal myself of three of those four autoimmune diseases. And my chronic pain went away. It was gone. And my depression went away. My food sensitivities went away. My energy came back. And then eventually I had the courage to leave an 8-year mentally and emotionally abusive relationship where I felt worthless. And so today, what I do is I help people understand the language of the soul. It brought me down a path of studying deeper with shamans and really becoming more of a master at this and understanding the language of the soul and then supporting people to transform their traumas, their pain, their wounds into their greatest gifts for humanity through creating conscious businesses of impact. So it really all started for me, Sharon, when I woke up that day in my kitchen and went through dis-ease and it really started to unravel things for me to see that, oh, this is where my light is off and I haven't been listening. And how do I come into alignment with my soul and really start bringing this work into my life, but also eventually into other people's lives too?
Wow. I mean, that's powerful. And I just want people to kind of sit with that for a moment because that is really a powerful energy. And look at all of those, elements that really led you to the whole idea of going all in and turning your light on. So let's talk about the four stages of turning your light on and going all in. What are those? Can you share some of those with us?
Mm-hmm. So stage one of turning your light on, it's your light's off. And I think the most important
like recognizing your light's off then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. So myself, 7 years ago, when I was going through that, my light was off, but to the outside world, it looked like my light was on. So this is where it gets tricky. So Sharon, if you're looking at someone in the world, you might be like, wow, they're a bright shining light, but really their light might be off because they have symptoms of dis-ease in the body. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're disconnected from their true purpose. Maybe they're have, you know, chronic pain, etc. So at stage one, it's kind of like being in the forest in the middle of the night and you have a flashlight, but it doesn't work. And if you were stuck in the forest in the middle of the night, what do you think you would do, Sharon, without a flashlight and you're by yourself?
Look at the moon.
Yeah, you might be looking at the moon, but also if you can't see anything clearly in front of you, what happens at stage one is we stay stuck. We stay
stagnant,
and we feel disconnected from our body, our purpose, the world around us, and we operate our life in fear. And so up until that point, when I made that shift, my light was off, although from the outside looking in, I was doing all these things, right? So what's needed most at stage one of turning our light on is to first like start to listen and understand the language of the soul and know that dis-ease and disconnection is actually a messenger for something greater, which is a part of ourselves that we've numbed out or tried to avoid looking at. And when we can start to understand the language of the soul and see these as messengers, then we're able to start to see things more clearly.
So we just want to, first of all, as you said, just recognize that your light is off and there's indicators that your light is off or maybe very, very dim. I don't know how far it's off. Maybe there's some degrees here. What are the other three stages, if you can share those?
Yeah. So stage two is the flickering light stage. And what this looks like, again, in the forest, in the middle of the night, your flashlight, sometimes it works and you're moving forward, you're showing up, you're taking action. Maybe you're feeling clear on purpose and energized. And then sometimes what might feel like out of nowhere, your light goes off and you go back into the dark. You might numb, avoid, you may have coping mechanisms like food, alcohol, drugs, things to avoid really going forward. And so at this stage of turning your light on, you know, the biggest thing is there's subconscious triggers that are happening. So if you're listening right now and you're like, oh, sometimes I show up for my purpose and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I show up for my health and sometimes I don't. And there's like this constant of being inconsistent and not really moving forward consistently with what you desire, it's probably because there's subconscious triggers that are connected to unhealed trauma or imprints that are causing you to step away from what you want, numb, avoid, betray yourself rather than move forward. So at this stage of turning your light on, the most important work to do is look at the trauma, get support in healing or completing it, understanding what your triggers are and gaining some tools so that when you are triggered, when you find yourself slipping into ways that aren't serving you, maybe hiding and not sharing your light or your voice in the world, similar to the story I shared earlier around, you know, running the event and some betrayals, like I wanted to hide because I was like, oh, something's wrong with me. When really that was connected to an old wound, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't feel safe to move forward. But when I was able to heal that, I was like, oh, that just has to do with other people. And that was a soul lesson I had to overcome. And so that's the work at stage two. And then stage three of turning our light on, it's the bright light stage. And this is the stage where you have a bright light and you're out there and you're excited and you are sharing and you're feeling pretty good. But the thing is at this stage, stage three, is your light's going in all directions. There's no direction. So you may feel directionless. You might be chasing the next shiny opportunity syndrome or thing that's exciting for you or thing that you're good at. But as a result, you may feel burnt out. You may feel overwhelmed, overcommitted, maybe a bit resentful towards all the things that you're doing because at the end of the day, you're not pursuing the thing that you know you're here to pursue. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that thing where you're like, oh, I really want to do it, but it's like back burner, back burner, back burner, never have time. Right?
Right. Exactly. So what's stage four then? I love this light analogy too.
So oh, great. I love it. So stage three, what's needed in order to transition from stage three to stage four is to learn how to quiet the noise, trust in something greater than yourself, which is, you know, really that spiritually led piece, and then going all the way in. So stage four is the laser focus light. You know where you're going. You're showing up every day for it. You're not working on the plan B's, C's, and D's and backups. And you're all in on your purpose. You're all in on your life. You're masterminding and around people and leaders that are helping you level up and really show up for your mission. And you just continue to step forward. And this is the area of radical alignment. It's like, okay, I got to gas up the car. I got to, you know, get the oil changed. I'm using that as like our physical body. It's really about working on that personal mastery so that you can serve in a greater way. And those are the four stages.
Yeah. I just want to, everybody just kind of sit with those and breathe those in. I mean, those are so powerful. We're definitely going to need to have you come back because we're just going to scratch the surface of all of this. But what it's doing is activating, right? It's helping people to realize, oh, wow, where am I at, you know, in my journey here? Where am I at with the light? And we are here to be lights and to be conduits of light through us. So I just absolutely love, I love this flow and this sense. And so it's very simple, but aligned for people to really get a sense of and feel their way through it. So what are the most common things you hear people say that are blocking them from being all in and getting the results they want?
Yeah. So one of the things that I hear a lot, and this is a cope, this is a safety, this is a protective mechanism, is you know, pretending you don't want what you want. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I used to want that, or I was really passionate about it, but you know, it's just not for me. I think it's so easy to opt out from our dreams when, you know, you have a betrayal or you have something that really hurts and you haven't healed the core wounds. So it shows up as like, oh, I don't really want that anymore. And sometimes it's accurate. We evolve, we grow, but I see a lot of of people opt out from their dreams because, you know, they haven't healed the wounds. So number one is, I don't really want that. It's not really for me. Another one is, oh, I don't really have the time for it. I'm too busy, which is stage three. Mm. And the other one is judgment. I feel like a lot of people who haven't done some of the inner work of accepting what they truly want, that can be financial, that can be impact, that can be all of these different things. We judge other people who have it as a way to justify us not pursuing what it is that we want. So those are some of the pieces right there. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've definitely heard a lot of those in the past with clients, and I've definitely experienced those at different stages, you know, in my work as well. I mean, we go through different aspects, right? I think there's like different iterations of our work, and there's things that so I think that's really that can really apply at different stages too. Like kind of if there's another iteration that's wanting to be born, you know, I know for me, there was a time when I thought, well, why am I not still excited to do this way? Why am I not just excited to do it? I mean, what's wrong with me that I'm not excited? And what I really had to get clear on is it's okay that I kind of played that out. In mm-hmm. what I was doing, that I can kind of complete in that, and then gave myself permission to then move into whatever the this next iteration was. Right, it was important that I really was honest about what was really giving me joy, and even though that would have seemed intellectually to give me joy, it really wasn't. And you really can't argue with something if it's not anymore. It can just be complete, and that's okay, mm-hmm. right? So yeah, I totally, totally appreciate that. And what are you really excited about helping spiritual entrepreneurs with their work right now? And I know you've got an amazing free gift that's going to help people to begin to start applying some of this. So tell us a little bit about what's really kind of jazzing you right now that you're supporting people on.
Yeah, thanks so much. The thing that I'm most excited about right now, and I love that you mentioned, you know, when things are complete or what's bringing you joy. One of the things I'm really excited about right now is helping spiritually led entrepreneurs become magnets for their ideal clients, their soulmate clients, and in the process being like a master at sales. And what I mean by a master at sales is I feel like there's so much programming around what being good at sales is and bad at sales is. And what I found in the spiritual community is there's a huge resistance to selling, to inviting mm-hmm. people into programs. And also, you know, in that area, just not making the kind of abundance that people want. So what I'm excited about is sharing a process that I use in my business. Whether I'm speaking on stage or on social media or having a one-to-one conversation with someone or running a workshop, that is really powerful for helping spiritually led entrepreneurs properly articulate their value and their offerings in the world where people are like, I need that. Because mm-hmm. one of the biggest challenges I see with spiritually led entrepreneurs is it's like, oh, well, I can do this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and I can help everyone with everything. But the problem with that is the mind and the people that are looking oftentimes for our gifts need to know that what we're offering can help them give them a specific result. So I'm really excited to help spiritually led entrepreneurs become magnets for their clients and know how to properly articulate what they're doing in the world so that people are excited to hire them and their programs are filling up rather than it being like, oh, sometimes my programs fill up and sometimes they don't. So really supporting them with that wealth mentality and giving them the right tools and structures to do that consistently.
I love that. And of course, that's what we want to activate so that all the light workers, the spiritual entrepreneurs are abundant and prosperous because and they're able to give back to the world and just have a ripple effect. So it's it's very important that everyone that is feeling called into doing their work and their work coming from a spiritual or holistic or transformational place, that they really have that wealth and that support. So I'm really holding the space for you on that. I love that. And I'm so excited to that I can feel the excitement in you and the activation in you, the energy in you. So that's awesome. And we're holding that space. So can you tell us a little bit about the free gift that you have brought for us here today and how folks can get that and what they're going to really what they're really going to benefit from? Because I know a lot of times people listen to podcasts and they think, oh, that sounds so great, but then they don't take any action. And I'm really here about, you know, it's about an inner and outer approach, folks. There's no accident that you're here listening to this. I mean, we could just trace back the breadcrumbs, the energetic breadcrumbs of how you ended up finding this and listening to this right now. This is what you need to be hearing right now. I mean, this message was magnetically attracted to you by your soul, by your intuition, by your higher guidance, whatever you want to call that. And you've been putting out this request and then here we are to tell you about this. So take action and go get this free gift as soon as you can. Don't hesitate on it. Take action. The universe loves when you take action, when you make a demonstration, and then it can align energetically with what it is that you're wanting to attract and bring to you. So can you share more about that for us?
Yeah. So the free gift is I have a turn your light on quiz. And so what you can do is you can click on the link that is in the bio or below in the notes and take the turn your light on quiz and see what level you're mainly operating at. And the cool thing about this quiz is once you've completed it, you're going to get a series of videos and training specifically to support you on your journey of waking up to the truth of who you are and who you're meant to be in this journey of turning your light on. So it comes with a free training with it. And I love turning people's lights on. And this is the direct pathway that supported me in a huge way. So I'm excited to offer the quiz. And then there's some free trainings that come with it as well.
And that's great. And so do we want to also give people, I know they can go to the episode page here, but also give them a link that they can go to?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
So that's radicallyaligned.com/TYLO quiz, right?
Yeah. And can I just add one more thing?
Yeah.
So I want to do an additional gift that I just thought of in this moment. It's inspired action, which I totally believe in. Anyone who listens to this episode, writes a review for Sharon's podcast and sends a screenshot to myself on Instagram, which is I am Deidre Suriani, or just tags us on social media, you'll be entered to win one of my books that I will sign and mail to you. I have a book called Turn Your Light On. So anyone that makes a review for this show and snaps a snapshot and tags us in it, or, you know, personally messages me on Instagram, I will make sure to mail out a copy of my book to you. And I'll do that for 5 people. So,
Fun. Thank you. I love that. That's so fantastic. We really appreciate that. And I'm excited for everyone to turn their light on and go all in. You know, we have to do whatever it takes. And I really believe that if I were doing this by myself when I started over 20 years ago, you know, I mean, I would just pull the covers up over my head. I mean, I would never have had the audacity, you know, to stand in this space. But you're being led and being guided and being called into this work, and you're going to have whatever you need to be able to do it. But you got to go all in. That is, oh, I love that. I got goosebumps. Because when you go all in, it means, you know, failure is not an option, that you're partnering with spirit, you're partnering with source, and that you're not doing this by yourself. So you can really activate that light. And I just absolutely love everything you're doing, Deidre. And is there anything you want to share in closing? And we have to have you come back on. So I want to hear people's insights, and I want to hear, you know, what you want to hear more of, especially after you do the quiz. And we'll definitely have you back on later on in the year here or so. So anything you feel guided to share before we close?
Yeah, I think what I'm feeling called to share is that the journey of being a spiritually led entrepreneur is really about finding your people. It's been huge for me, plugging into the right communities, getting the right support, and really surrounding yourself with the right people. So if for whatever reason you are not thriving and feeling great about where you're at mentally, emotionally, physically, and in your business, find the right mentors, find the right support, join the right communities, because that's where so much accelerates. And I know for me, before joining, you know, communities and events and all of those things, I felt so alone. So I just want to thank you, Sharon, for this show and for creating this space for people, because it's so powerful to have a messenger like you and for you to be sharing this type of work. So that's what I'd like to end with today.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're so appreciative to you for your light. We're so appreciative to you for, you know, really answering the call. So many are called. So few listen. So we're really just so grateful for your light and your service and your support. And we just send you so many blessings and all the energy to do all that you're here to do and be and have, and to support others to do the same thing. So thank you so much for being here today, and just your light and your power. I just had goosebumps the whole time I'm talking to you. So we just definitely know it's a soul family that we're all here supporting each other. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
Thank you. So we'll see you back here next time, everybody. We see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, in all ways, always. And be all in. Be all in and turn on your light. We'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.